Good Thursday to you, boys and girls, or close to Friday morning. We're doing a late edition of Butch on Sports here. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thank you, boys and girls, ladies and gents, for tuning in on this memorable day on a Thursday. And the butt end of it, getting ready to go into Friday. However, we'll give you some sports news. Hopefully, you can't get enough of. So let's have at it here. If you have not heard, what's also mentioned among the NBA players under consideration for the greatest time player of all times there, which he should be. However, you will find the Bulls legend credentials alongside them and an undersized center that he was made big, big contributions with the team that was known as the Baltimore Bullets before they moved to Washington, D.C. Yes, indeed. His ability was humongous for a 6'8" person to come out of the University of Louisville, Kentucky, and brought a team that was in bad shape. He was that particular year a lot of accolades for Wes Unseld there. Yes, he died at the age of 74 years old on Tuesday morning. He was battling health issues and recently contracted pneumonia, his family announced in a statement via the Washington Wizards on Wednesday afternoon there. Wes Unseld joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only rookie to win the Rookie of the Year Award and Most Valuable Player in the same year. He transformed a last-place Baltimore Bullets team into a 57-win contender as the second overall pick out of Louisville, Kentucky in 1968. He added a final MVP award almost a decade later as they did win. Also a franchise loan title. 5 years in his career, he altered several injuries, including a bad knee that derailed his career in that particular genre he played in, which is basketball. A Hall of Famer? Yes, he was. He averaged 17 points, 17 rebounds, and 4 assists throughout his first 5 seasons in the NBA. He was not a big guy, not a little guy. If you look at Charles Barkley, with a fro, that was Wes Unseld. Only he played center. And he was a doggone one heck of a good player. He's going to be very well missed. And hopefully, again, while we're doing these time down times there, look up Wes Unseld on YouTube or some of the particular formats that you can get to learn about some of these past history NBA players. There are many. Many indeed. Well, Rod Gronkowski, speaking of football here, His run as the WWE 24/7 champion has come to an end. The former New England Patriot tight end who has been a 24/7 champion for the last 58 days because he hasn't showed up on one program with the, yes, the WWE. R-Truth came at his house while he was working out with a disguise. And pinned him in his backyard. He was also doing a film and talking about, excuse me, Rod Gronkowski there. Just letting you know. Now, what it means for Gronk in the WWE future is very much so uncertain there, but for the time, number 87 shifted, of course, his focus. The upcoming season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as you know, he's back playing football there. Now, Gronk won this championship on the 24/7 championship at WrestleMania 36 when he pinned his friend Mojo Rawley. Well, the NBA set a domino effect to win his first U.S. sport league and started the season on March the 11th. Because of the coronavirus pandemic. And again, one of the first cities to react, or first organizations to react to this, was the NBA. Thus, everybody else followed, including the NHL, MLS, and Major League Baseball, who was actually exploring plans to get their season started, or were already in some seasoning there. Throughout, we found a lot of adjustments into the particulars there on how to get back to playing and having fun and all the other hoop shot John that goes into this particular. Yes. But even the NBA right now, there are now about certain that they're going to return. Unlikely there's not going to be fans allowed in the game. And L.A. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer, who just bought the Forum, who planned on moving this team there in 2024 after he refixed it, remodeled it, and a whole lot of other good stuff there. So the Clippers will be no more at Staples Center in maybe a couple years there, well, three. Take it for what it's worth there. I don't know if the guy's going to blow the place up and rebuild it or use what he has there to kind of siphon the load there. But, again, the NBA is marching and grooving, and today it was a pretty good doggone good day with the NBA. Following today, Adam Silver, he presented his proposal to a conference call of the league owners. They voted 29-1 in support. Now, the Portland Trail Blazers were the only lone opposition per the Athletic, Sharma Chanero. Okay? So, whether that's true or false, NBA is going to go back in business. Now, they've been on hiatus, like I said, since March 11 when Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus, an athlete in the NBA. And from that point on, the NBA took matters in their own hands, closing down shop for the NBA while they investigated, and then the crap hit the fan for all other organizations when people knew about this maybe 3-4 months in particular. Did nothing about it until the crap hit the fan. Now, barring any doggone of forced maneuver by states or whatever it may be, the NBA plan to host 16 teams currently in the NBA playoff position. Plus, they invited teams with the 6 best records to play at Walt Disney World Resort for 8 additional regular season games. That's starting on July the 31st. The playoffs would end no later than October the 12th. No, it will not go into November and December. October the 12th, it will be done. The draft is set for October the 15th. At least a 72-hour window for teams to conduct their official business between possible Game 7 and draft night there. But again, the season, I should say, can end a lot quicker. Now, the Emerald Draft Lottery is going to be scheduled for August the 25th, which the Pistons are involved in, plus several other teams. That means the teams right now are not playing. They're automatically going to be in this draft. And after that particular, the 6 other teams. So we're looking at 8 teams right now are not going to participate in any more NBA league play. 6 more will be invited. The 6 worst of that slot of 22 that will be playing games will also be eligible for the NBA lottery there. So that gives you 14 teams that fail to make the playoffs. So you have those dates. Unless something catastrophic come on up, now you know about what the NBA is going to be doing. So, lick your chops on that one, boys and girls. Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark, a former Tiger, that is, issued a following statement reaffirming that the players are resoundingly rejecting the league's demands for further consideration or concession headed into a potential 2020 season. So to say when and what and how the Major League Baseball is going to do, it's beyond me. Money is the big difference right now, and the worth of playing the season and taking the risk of getting injured or whatever so may be, or the coronavirus, yes, might be an issue as well. And no one seems, or the owners seem to not give them maybe the answers for that. Yes, the players have proposed a 114-game season, mainly because if they're going by a siphon or prorated type of pay structure there, it's going to start at the time they start and how many games they play. So, for instance, the league is right now proposing, we're talking about the owners, a 50 to 60-game schedule. That is unacceptable for the players, and they don't want to do that. The owners know they rely greatly on the fan participation of making their money. So, with that saying, I'm going to say right now that's going to be a long shot of Major League Baseball getting back to normal. The ownership of how players should get their money, plus the amount of games they're not going to be getting, nothing's guaranteed in scroll. So those players are making $37 million and big-time paychecks, getting only a 60-day part of it. I would love to hear their reasons why. Then again, like all the other leagues, fans are not going to be allowed to participate or watch any games in person. Yes, indeed, money is clearly the doggone problem. And this headline, and whatever it may be, is going to really hit the fan. So, stay tuned, boys and girls, for Major League Baseball and their position. Now, the NFL today, they spoke on basically very simple. They can now return to their confines or their training headquarters. We're talking about coaches as well, to get ready for the time and place where they'll allow players a certain amount of them and get things together or spaced out where distancing is going to be the key to how they work out and do what they got to do. And also the classroom as well. Right now, majority of the teams are doing virtual classrooms. And if certain people are in the groove to do that, where they know they play book by heart very good, that should be a good thing for the Detroit Lions. Anything's a good thing for the Detroit Lions if they win, have a proper season, and be a winner. Today was a day watching not only our city, our county, our state, our country, and around the world react to George Floyd's memorial service in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Thursday afternoon. And I tell you right now, don't make no mistakes about it. But before this memorial service, Drew Brees threw out some words that really just wasn't respectful at all at the time and the place that he jolted these things off. And I've mentioned several times about, you know, some people's really out of bounds when it comes down to our American flag. Where you should stand and where you should not dig in your nose and the whole 9 yards. And many going back, and it's conversation Wednesday was mainly due to the Colin Kaepernick situation and when he kneeled. There we go, kneeling again. It was Colin Kaepernick who took a knee. Took a knee to talk about police violence on minorities and black men, brown skin, and any other minority that they didn't care to like. You're white, you are right. And there was a certain problem in there that some people just kept it locked up. It was a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to kill George Floyd. A knee. But we called Colin Kaepernick's mother a son of a bitch. And many other players who were taking a knee. But many in this country now, and that's including police officers in general, are taking knees. On the discourteous dealings that happened with George Floyd's death. And on others before him. The funeral at our memorial that I watch did have some star power to it. You expected that. They wanted to be at the forefront because hopefully those particulars who showed up at the funeral today will be leaders and start and getting not only conversation but some laws passed that basically make they put things on an even playing board. Now everything is not going to always be 50-50. You get 49-51. You're doing all right, but right now we're not near there. Al Sharpton really made some new statements there, but it was elegant in how he did it, and was very refreshing, not in the occasion, but the time and place to say some of the things that were said during his eulogy. And I'm quite sure you can go to C-SPAN and see the funeral if you haven't seen it. From beginning to end. Very moving about that. And the people, mainly the conversation was is how long it took the judicial system in Minnesota to charge 4 people who were definitely not innocent, but guilty of doing what they're doing. One who initiated contact and did what he did, and 3 stood around and let him do it. And it's sad. By the way, Floyd Steph is going to be traveling to North Carolina now. Family going to North Carolina to eulogize in the morning there because that's where he was born. His final spot and burial service is going to be in Houston, Texas, where he spent majority, a good part of his life in. And that's going to be a big one in Houston, Texas. Not because it's Texas. Because you haven't on the news heard anything on Houston doing a lot of stuff. They have been marching there, but have not been given the most by the television stations in general, and maybe that's a good thing because I haven't heard a whole lot of burning and violence in that city. And while I'm speaking on that, I'd like to congratulate the people who are participating, the police departments who are watching over and being assistants, because we haven't had the violence in Detroit that were once this weekend that were pointed out by people from out of town to come in and just make trouble. Period. And that's sad. Majority of Detroiters have been spot on in doing things on a peaceful accord. And a few that have not, you gotta live with these people. They're making sure you know that. I'm going to get off that soapbox with George Floyd right now, because it upsets me as long as things are the way it is. I am proud of our children, because they're right now opening their mouths where some of us never have. And they're changing the world and changing the mindset of people and what they're doing right now in order to kind of make this, probably will never be an even playing field, but doggone a recognition of doing things on a peaceful court and the opportunities be equal across the board, period, for everybody's treatment. I have been discounted, even now to the day. But again, this too will pass. I'm talking about the Michigan Athletic Association before we go off the air today here. They updated their guidelines for reopening school sports based on lifting the stay-at-home order by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. It was announced today on Monday, June the 1st. Winter and spring sports were halted April 3rd. But on June the 1st, they could do the following. Okay? This is an update. Member schools can begin their summer activities at the school facilities as long as two conditions are met. One condition one is the school administrators have announced the school facility will be open for students and staff. Item number two is the academic school year last day online instructions or exams have already ended. So if you're still in school taking exams and stuff via the internet or whatever means to deal with instructions, mail, fax, you cannot enter those buildings and you cannot start your practicing to the official school end. And I'm quite sure it's different in many other municipalities, but please, be mindful. Excuse me. Now, also, the indoor facilities, including the gymnasiums, the weight rooms, they're going to remain closed. This includes the swimming pools indoors, although some outdoor pools can and may be used for some athletic activities. So that means, yes, you can use an outdoor facility where the pool is, but not no indoor ones. Now, with all this has said there, they're not yet saying everything's in scroll, but all participants must continue to follow social distancing. Of course, the balls and equipment may be used for the participants, but they should be clean and a common equipment place with the proper hygiene, washing hands, not touching their faces, and also social distancing again. The guidelines are going to probably be updated as the days go along because we don't know if pandemic will be coming back or this thing has subsided for a while. So as I get the information, you will be informed. You will definitely be informed. And for that, boys and girls, ladies and gents, I'm going to take a do and end this damn thing here. And getting out of here. Yeah. Put Your Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can listen to Put Your Sports on Facebook, always, boys and girls. Go to Facebook, Put Your Sports on Facebook. But yes, you can also get it at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButtoO dot Podomatic.com. Take you straight to the page and have it up. Yes, indeed. Also, you can go to thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com for Put Your On Sports and other doggone features on the Game Sports Show, hosts of shows. That's including the Monday Night Show that I do participate in. The podcast will be ready and waiting for you around by 8:30, 9 o'clock. Yes, E.J. Russell, Dave McKay, and also that man named, what's it? Scott Nason, yeah. Well, I'll be afloat, including myself, for some fine conversation that you can't get enough of. Hey, have a great, great weekend. Be safe, be smart. If you're going out here participating in the march, do it at peace. And hopefully the police officers, which are many good ones out there, be peaceful and be influencing to do right as well. Have a good weekend, everybody.